In the days following the September 11th attacks, Germans were stunned to learn that three of the hijackers first met and laid their plans in the northern city of Hamburg. Since then, German investigators have launched a massive operation to try to crack Al-Qaeda cells. Officials in Hamburg say they've made real progress, but in Hamburg's mosques and Muslim neighborhoods, people tell a different story. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly found fierce resentment at new security laws and fears that some young men are growing more radical, not less.
Compared to their U.S. counterparts, German security officials are surprisingly open in what they'll tell you. Over coffee in his office one recent morning, Hamburg's police chief for counterterrorism, Bodo Franz, spelled out the scale of the threat from Islamist militants living in the city.
We think that there's a group or a number of persons, about 20 or 30, who we think are very dangerous and which we think could be prepared, committing attacks, terrorist attacks.
20 or 30 people in Hamburg. Heino Faldik agrees with that number. Faldik is head of the Interior Intelligence Service in Hamburg. He says his agents keep tabs on about 200 Islamic extremists, but only 20 of them pose a real threat. Faldik says many start out as ordinary criminals, thieves or drug dealers, and then become radicalized. Others fit the profile of Mohammed Atta and the other 9/11 pilots from Hamburg, that is, students, often at a technical university, with no prior record. In any case, they tend to be immigrants to Germany, often from North Africa, countries like Algeria and Morocco. And, Heino Faldik says, there's no question where to find them in Hamburg.
Well, this scene, the mosques are the most important area. We try to get the information, what they are talking about, whether they are preparing anything. And so the mosques are the focus of our interest.
Hamburg is a prosperous city, but like any big port, it has its seedy side. Walking here down Steindamm, you pass sex shops, a gambling hall, prostitutes, and mosques. Cheap rent has drawn more than a dozen mosques here, among them Al-Quds. Right here at Al-Quds is where several of the 9/11 hijackers first met. Today at the front door, you see young men going in and out. German intelligence officials say Al-Quds is one of three Hamburg mosques about which they remain very concerned. A few hundred yards away, Friday prayers are starting at Centrum's Moshe, Central Mosque. Several hundred men, from boys of six or seven to their grizzled grandfathers, kneel together in the sunlit room. They spill into the hall, down the stairs. This is a Turkish mosque, and the imams preach in Turkish and Arabic. Central Mosque is not one of those three most watched. Intelligence officials say there are extremists here, but not radicals. The distinction is that radicals embrace violence. But many of the men who worship at Central Mosque are angry. They say that since September 11th, all Muslims in Germany have been made to feel like terrorists. Mustafa Yoldash is a prominent member of the mosque and chairman of the Islamic Council of Hamburg. He says the atmosphere in Germany is poisoned.
We feel that churches and synagogues or the Jewish community is privileged, but the Muslim community, we are being neglected.
Yoldash admits that political leaders and police are trying to reach out to Muslims, but he says in general, the German reaction to September 11th has been hysterical. He points to new counterterrorism measures, including religious profiling and the removal of legal protections for some Muslim groups.
We are paying taxes for financing these laws, and we are being punished by these laws. That is the atmosphere in which we are living now.
Yoldash's grievances focus mostly on conditions in Germany, but Udo Steinbach of the German Institute for Middle East Studies says Germany's more radical Muslims focus their anger on a different target.
The anger now, which is increasing, is directed against the politics of the United States, that Iraq question. And so the Muslims here would, to a large extent, share the overall perception among Muslims worldwide that this could be a part of a so-called clash of civilizations.
Heino Faldik, Hamburg's intelligence chief, agrees that the extremists he's tracking have global ambitions. The 9/11 hijackers, of course, traveled from Hamburg to Afghanistan to prepare for attacking the U.S. And of the 20 extremists he considers most dangerous today, Faldik says a number have left Germany to join the insurgency in Iraq.
People from here going to Afghanistan are now going to Iraq to support the fighters there. These people, when they come back, we must think that they are very important then. I'm sure being there, you become more and more radical. It's a net, and you become part of this net.
The story of the Hamburg cell is also playing out in Hamburg courtrooms. So far, only one person anywhere has been convicted in connection with September 11th. That's Munir al-Mutasaddiq, here in Hamburg, last year. This spring, an appeals court threw out that conviction, ruling that the U.S. withheld key evidence. A retrial is now underway. Mutasaddiq faces two charges, being an accessory to 3,000 counts of murder and being a member of a terrorist group. Mutasaddiq has admitted being a friend of Mohammed Atta's and also attending an al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan. His lawyer, Gerhard Strata, admits that will make it hard to beat the second charge.
It could be that Mr. Mutasaddiq will be acquitted in respect to the charges having been involved in the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, but that the court says he belonged to a terrorist group. We will do our best, because we are the defense counsels, but I don't think that this point is absolutely clear.
The trial is expected to wrap up in February. In the meantime, Mutasaddiq's out on bail. He lives with his family on a quiet street just 2 minutes' walk from number 54 Marienstrasse. That was home to Atta and other key 9/11 conspirators. Today, there are new tenants at number 54, and a wooden statue of lovebirds hangs from the door knocker. Another sign of change, Tawheed, the bookshop where the 9/11 terrorists met for coffee, is gone. The space has since reopened, transformed into an upscale Italian menswear shop. On a rainy recent morning, business was slow enough that shop owner Gunter Naumann invited visitors to the back for a cappuccino. Naumann says he expected German businessmen to wander in and buy his suits. But Naumann says this part of Hamburg has changed. So many Muslims have flooded into the neighborhood that, Naumann says, German business people now feel uncomfortable. Overall, about 8% of Hamburg's nearly 2 million residents are Muslim, the vast majority law-abiding, normal people. But a disturbing fact has emerged from the now 3-year-old investigation into the Hamburg cell. Its members, almost all immigrants, were not violent when they arrived. Police Chief Bodo Franz says Atta and his co-conspirators came to Germany to study and became radicalized while living here. Franz is still trying to figure out exactly how and when that happened, and why terrorists continue to breed in Hamburg today.
We try to watch every one of them, that we know where he lives, where he has his contacts, and to know what could be his activities.
But Franz and other officials here concede there are back rooms in some mosques they haven't been able to penetrate. In the end, no one in Hamburg can offer any guarantee that the next Mohammed Atta isn't today somewhere in the city, training, preparing, laying his plans. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News.